And now this is a dictation for Joanne, J-O-A-N, Hart, H-A-R-T, February 1538, addressed as a letter to Dr. McLaughlin, M-C-L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N, 224-2065. Dear Dr. McLaughlin, follow up Mrs. Hart, stage 5 kidney disease, likely chronic glomerulonephritis, no biopsy has been done ever, chronic hematuria proteinuria, prior dialysis, comes accompanied with husband, last visit in July, concerned about the weight loss, some of these as she's being so strictful in the renal diet, denies vomiting dysphagia, occasional diarrhea without bleeding, good urine output, no gross infection, cloudiness of blood, stable edema, some of these exacerbated by NORVAS, denied chest pain palpitation dyspnea, denied orthopnea PND, review system done, medication list review, on phosphorus binders, NORVAS. Weight 128, progressively down, blood pressure 136/68, no respiratory distress, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, edema stable, normal speech, non-focal. Blood pressure at home, 110s, 120s, over 50s. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From November, anemia 10, GFR 11, stage 5, normal sodium potassium acid base, elevated phosphorus 4.9, normal albumin, calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5, likely chronic glomerulonephritis, no biopsy has been done, well-documented long-term proteinuria, hematuria. She has progressive symptoms of uremia, edema, weight loss, poor appetite. We discuss extensively what options that she has from no dialysis, comfort care, to dialysis in center, as she did before, dialysis at home, peritoneal dialysis. We discuss about the AV fistula. We discuss about the peritoneal dialysis catheter, the risk, the benefit, the pros, the cons. I explain in detail the potential benefits of not traveling 3 days a week. She lives at least 40 minutes from Alma, equal distance to St. John's, in the countryside. She will benefit from not traveling as they are both getting elderly with more limitations. It will benefit the ability to eat and drink more. She's making a decision to do peritoneal dialysis. There was an initial appointment with surgeon for January, but husband is concerned it will be in the middle of the winter. We will make a surgeon to see her soon for potentially alternative interventional radiologies. She understands that the catheter will need to heal for at least 10 days to or 2 weeks before we start training. We will get also approval from the Baxter, B-A-X-T-E-R, given the limited supply for fluid because of the hurricane Helene, H-E-L-E-N. She understands that she can do acute dialysis catheter if symptoms develop before we are ready to do PD. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. We will do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. She will continue on phosphorus binders. It was very difficult for her to make a decision. Emotional support provided. All questions answered. End of dictation.